Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. When you need a certain partnership to drive your business forward, say yes to Ulster Bank. Ulster Bank, help for what matters.
You're welcome back to the programme. Tens of thousands of protesters have been marching in the Hungarian capital Budapest against a plan by the government to tax internet use from next year. The government has said that it is trying to reduce the country's debt, but many Hungarians see it as an attempt to restrict their freedom. From Budapest, I'm joined by the BBC's Nick Thorpe. Hi, Nick.
Hi, Audrey.
Nick, whose idea was this, to tax the internet?
It was certainly the government's idea, and many people, even within the government, are saying it was the personal idea of the Prime Minister, Viktor Orban. It was announced very suddenly, as you say, last week by the Minister of Economy in Parliament. It's part of the 2015 budget plans, and basically it would mean about 60 US cents, about 50 euro cents per gigabyte of data transferred.
So the reaction has been fairly swift from the people. They've been taking to the streets in their thousands.
Two big demonstrations, Sunday night probably reaching up to about 20,000 people. Last night, about 40,000 people, perhaps 50,000 people. The biggest anti-government protest for some years in Hungary. And interestingly, the government, in a way, it's very poor communications that it's carried out. It's really managed to mobilize the whole range of the opposition parties against it, from the left to the far right.
Has it had any impact on the government?
I think there is a kind of split reaction so far from the government, Audrey. On the one hand, some older MPs digging their heels in and saying that this is that the protests are kind of engineered from behind the scenes by leftist or rightist parties that lost three elections this year, that the government can do what it likes because it won the elections. But I think the younger and perhaps more socially sensitive MPs in Fidesz are trying to find ways, if they can't get out of it, then at least of softening it. One of the ways they're trying to do that is to suggest that the money raised by this tax, up to about 50 or 60 billion euros per annum, might be used to bring broadband internet to parts of the country which don't have it at the moment.
Is this potentially a bit of a breaking point for the Hungarian Prime Minister? Because he has been likened to Vladimir Putin, and his opponents say he's using his electoral majority to rewrite the rules. Are those comparisons fair?
I'm not sure if one can compare him fairly with Vladimir Putin. I think the situation in Hungary and Russia historically and now is very different. What it is, though, and what he does perhaps have in common with Mr. Putin and other strong leaders around the world, is he does believe in a very strong central state. And he does believe that, for example, that he believes that the state can effectively get involved in social engineering. He believes, for example, in having a low personal income tax. At the moment, it's a 16% flat tax right across the board in Hungary, which obviously tends to favor richer members of society. He's even spoken about bringing income tax down to a single digit, down below 10%. But obviously, that leaves a huge gap in the budget, which he's fond of filling in with all these special taxes. There is a certain logic to this. There are already taxes on telecoms, on banks, on energy companies. There's a financial transaction tax. Each time one draws money from the wall in Hungary from a bank, one has to pay a certain small levy to the government on that. Hungary also has a very high value-added tax, 27%, the highest in the EU, I think. So lots of special taxes, and the government really seems pretty set on its ways, no matter how unpopular some of its steps.
Indeed, and some of those proposals are being proposed here in this country as well, particularly a financial transaction tax. But in terms of other powers, hasn't he used his power to rewrite the constitution to favour himself? He has introduced new media laws and launched a crackdown on opposition NGOs.
That is true, and that is really meant that for many people on the street, this has turned into, obviously, the symbolism of the internet is very strong, especially for young, more liberal-minded people who see the internet as theirs, and they don't want the government to get its hands on it, whether in terms of limiting access to it or in any other way. But for many people on those protests, they're they're taking part really because the internet tax is symbolic of all the other steps that the government has taken, including the ones you've mentioned, that there is a sense in Hungary that this is an increasingly authoritarian government that wants to limit civil freedoms simply because it believes it knows best.
And as I said in the introduction, Nick, the government says it wants to reduce the country's debt. And we know back in 2008, a little bit before Ireland, Hungary entered an EU IMF bailout programme. How is the economy doing now?
The economy is in some ways doing better than it has been doing. There was a 3.9% growth in the first quarter of this year, and the government trumpeted that very loudly. Inflation is very low. Unemployment is relatively low, although that's been kept down by a government work program. But it's also true that there's very little foreign direct investment in the country. There's no sign at all of any kind of consumer boom. So in many ways, it's kind of stagnant, although some of these unorthodox economic measures are really being able to continue, largely because Hungary is a very important, well, for Hungary, exports are very important, imports are very important. It's a country with a very open trade system. A lot of its exports and imports go to and come from Germany, and as long as the German economy is doing well, the Hungarian economy tends to do well as well.
Nick, really good to talk to you again, and thank you very much indeed. That's Nick Thorpe from the BBC joining us live this evening from Budapest.